Kevin Cole with you, and we're going to light up the performance space. I've got Bambino performing live here on KEXP. Welcome to KEXP.
Merci.
It's nice to have you here. Thank you so much for being here.
Merci à vous. Et voilà le groupe Bambino ce soir. Bienvenue.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Group Bambino is happy to be here and can't wait to perform.
Excellent. Bambino playing tonight at the Crocodile Cafe and right now live on KEXP. Take it away. Live on the afternoon show, KEXP, sounding absolutely fantastic. We'll be right back. Bambino live on the afternoon show, KEXP. Play the night at the Crocodile Cafe. Man, go see Bambino tonight. They're going to tear it up at the Crocodile. Just so, so good. So so good live. So joyous, too. So it's going to be a ton of fun. You are an amazing guitarist. When did you start out playing guitar? Who inspired you? How did you get going in the first place?
Innak tsena gitar ullin. Mera rajisna madak selmodan gitar menankista stofar almadin gitar entena artu astilkama.
Ya po nak manina po igres. I sobre igres ataga atago farga po ya tamungasat anu frana gitar dienak mera dasan di midawan na ako de daga disan da dag po dag Niger wala dag desert de kulun ni tortu tala ko liet music wala darte gase change nas gere dagala kinka ya ya wala khawli.
I started playing guitar in Tamaracet. Tamaracet is south Algeria. Nobody taught him how to play guitar. He just was hanging out with some friend and they brought guitar. This is how he started it. And Agadez, where he's from, there is no school, music school, where you can learn how to play guitar or anything. So he just figured it out by his own.
When he picked up the guitar, did he have an affinity for it immediately and just feel like it was an expressive tool for him, like that he knew right away? Or did he have to work at it?
Or kamba stigmat tilmida ala qtiat ddu tare tara taran gitar ko
yo tara taran bo nto bo worsana connection fashan nt gitar astene zaranda mosar ta sidi rakabon sumane ti rakabru hulana chaque jour cette wata mosi jil sidi rakabon sulen tangese.
It was a curiosity at first, and then the more I played, the more I liked it, and the more I'm into it. So this is how it all started.
We are so glad as well. The 2013 album Nomad was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. The new album, Azel, is produced by Dave Longstreth from the Dirty Projectors. How did you hook up with Dave?
Innak man kasta man enten Dave wada hagan album na kwan nishin.
To nimne bo bien sûr que va shghla shghliga shghliga zour manager na naw niri. Interati digrawan donc intatimane dev most fan tizar daik origami arm kusnul mashagal der donc ine occasion ta ya senior kada menetres tak me awan nishtagl kunin da manager igati nishtagl yrik wa igam base ta new york intatigan ya pasane gas dan intemos dev intemos fan music nana.
Okay, so I give the credit to my business manager, Eric. He's the one that did all the work. And then I didn't know that Dan was actually a fan of my music. And then we hooked up in New York. He liked it. And then that's how the album was produced.
Very cool. Now, on the new album, there's sort of a reggae undercurrent to some of the songs. And I understand that you've sort of developed a new genre, tour reggae. Tell me about that.
Innak dakhal monak wazrendi rhythm nak tahartan reggae rhythm yen innak tarat tu tzdre rhythm am darran hamlas fil rhythm wi matn madut nesris
yo what po san rhythm inter reggae mosa musiki mos po ya wede dar reggae reggae wazana galak bien bien mem reggae mosan mixe ya tagara tamajan daga musico majan. Ya explicas par wa agara mestene musique majeure nante musique majeure nan tag nik ya un peu modern parce que il les corps il les dia or mo sama majeure nan gas connexion tikata so nas art ni dizrain san musique to mo universel donc wala wala nta du musique majeure nda shalqen or mo sala si marso tan wala yem marso ngende sagala kartrgeen medar trrokuyen.
Yes, you're right, there's a reggae tone into the new album, but music is universal, there's no boundaries. And with this new album, I had a collaboration with Corey and Dia, They're not Tuareg. The music is still Tuareg. So they brought their input into it. So this is why the sound is a little different in there.
It sounds fantastic. For listeners that don't know, how would you describe Tuareg music?
He says a big question is a hard one, but the easiest way to respond to it is Tuareg music has all the Western in it. You have jazz, you have rock, you have blues. So he feels like Tuareg music is a little bit of everything in there.
That's why I like it so much. It's Bambino live on the afternoon show, playing the Crocodile Cafe tonight, the Imperial in Vancouver tomorrow night. And how about some more songs?
Ayo ay nazu.
Waranaga anisibidi tjitewe nondani haqili ifaran yudial ukani. We'll be right back.
Once again, it's Bombino live on the afternoon show, playing tonight at the Crocodile Cafe. The new record is Azel.
Thank you.
It's Bambino live on the afternoon show, bringing their blistering Touareg Desert Blues to the Crocodile tonight. And you've traveled all the way from Niger. How about another song? Thank you. Afternoon show, absolutely fantastic. Merci, thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
So good. How many of the songs were from Azel?
Tarhanin is the only one not from Azel.
Okay, four of the songs in that set from the new album, Azel. And Bambino playing tonight at the Crocodile Cafe, the Imperial Theater in Vancouver tomorrow, and then doing a European tour through May and June. Have fun with that. I know you like being on the road. You travel a lot.
Amen. Merci.
You say thank you very much.
Merci radio. Tan mer tan nasan nasi nembara san hulan. Alakwan afan. Bien kair nasan lakay musician wara zodan egas. So.
You say thank you for the time you guys gave us. It's been a pleasure. You know, sometimes the schedule can be tricky, but thank you very much.
Yes, it's our pleasure. Thank you for taking the time out to play. And thanks to Jim, Justin, Christopher, and Melissa on video and photography, the photos, Kevin Suggs engineering, Matt O on the board, and Susan on hospitality. And thanks to all the KEXP donors for making sessions like this possible. Bambina, thank you. Thank you so much again.
Merci.
Thank you very much.
It's KEXP Seattle.